Well, good morning. I just missed it. It's 12:01 p.m. on Wednesday, March 15th, 2023. It's morning somewhere. It was morning here 2 minutes ago. So yeah, I'm out. I'm walking in the morning. Just barely, but... I'm walking. That's the important part. I'm walking. Haven't heard that in a while. Somebody's car alarm. Hello. Goodbye. It's a really lovely day today. It is in the 60s. It's in the low 60s, 61, 63, someplace, 62. Somewhere in there. It was 60 degrees when I left the house. It's probably warmed up a little bit. And I wisely did not wear the fleece-lined hoodie. I did wear a regular hoodie. Probably don't need it, but... it's not uncomfortable, so we'll go with it. What do I want to talk about today? I don't know. I don't have a lot. I'm kind of focused on Ark Survival. I got the newsletter out last night, and... I'm trying to keep up with the incoming replies. I need to check them when I get back. But I've been remiss for several months now in terms of getting replies to the people who've written back to me from my newsletter. And in case you missed it the other day, I did announce the newsletter works now. So if you wanted to sign up for it, you can. NathanLowell.com/newsletter. I think it's capital N newsletter. For some unknown number of months, it hasn't worked. Used to work, hadn't worked, and now it does. I fixed it. Be that as it may, the recommendation was for The Jump Point by Hartley James. It was the last book I read before I picked up Tale of Genji. I talked about Tale of Genji a little bit yesterday, I think. It's I think part of the appeal of it is that here is a story. I'm not going to call it a novel, because I don't think it's a novel. I think it's a collected serial. But the characters are... to a certain extent, idealized characters. They're royalty. Most of them are rich. A few of them are... I don't know how many emperors I've been through, how many empresses. There's one woman who became an emperor. I don't know how this all works, but okay, fine. I'm good with it. But the people all seem to want and work toward a thousand years later. They could be, with just a minor tweak of the setting, it could be written today. Complete with young men who behave really badly, old men who regret their life choices. There's not a lot of, in spite of the fact that it was written, allegedly written by a woman, for women, really early women's lit, because in this period of time in Japan, women had pretty much no opportunities beyond trying to marry well, and a certain amount of flexibility, shall we say, in terms of who they slept with. And in spite of that, there's not a lot of this is what happens behind the shutters. This is what happens behind the screens. It's when there are only women present. And the only time we see behind the screens is when a man goes back there and usually behaves badly. Perhaps it's a cautionary tale. Don't let men into your screens or they will behave badly. Which is not bad advice. Is this still going? It is still going, okay. Apparently I have a lot of notifications that have popped up and not been cleared. They can wait, they can wait. So apparently it's been at least 1,000 years that men have been behaving badly toward women. It's still a slog. I'm trying to get through it. I'm like 60% of the way through this book. It's taking me forever. Feels like it's taking me forever. When I normally whip out a book every couple of days, I've been on this one, jeez, I don't know. Today's the 15th, at least a week. Probably more. But it is a really, really long book. The typical novel I read in Kindle has like 5,000, 6,000 locations. This one has 19,000 and some total locations, which is basically a sentence the way Kindle calculates it. I'm not convinced that it calculates it the same way every time. But be that as it may. The Linux machine continues to astonish me. I'm quite pleased with it. The biggest problem is that when the sun goes down or when you get inside, it's really dark. There's not a lot of not a lot of light in there. And I don't know if it's a function of the engine or a function of the shaders or wood. But it's really dark. And I can change the gamma, so I can just carte blanche, make the screen brighter. But it washes out details. Which is kind of tedious. In the middle of the night, you sort of have to do it. I mean, carry a torch everywhere, but torch only goes so far. I haven't really been inside a cave yet. I don't know what that's going to look like. I should probably check it out. I've been assigning roles to my various characters. In ARC. And for the longest time, I had one that was a scholar. That was his role. He did all the research, created all the high-level blueprints, made all the plus health, plus stamina food. And it's my oldest character. It's the one I started first. And he's no longer the highest character. I have three characters that are higher. And I can't actually make the equipment that I have better. But any of those characters, if set up properly, would use less material to research them to make them as good as they can be. Come up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. And under normal circumstances, I would say, well, you know, really, what does it matter? A few iterations here or there. I'm tucking the phone in the pocket. I hope I don't drop it. There. My mouth was drying out. Yeah, still going. Okay, good. Now that I've got now two characters up in the tech industry, the tech level of technology. I have only one boss less to beat before I can actually ascend. And the reason ascending matters is because you automatically, once you ascend, you get awarded more levels, or the capacity, the capability to earn more levels. Your level cap goes up. The default level cap, I think, is 100. You can get it to 105 with something. I forget what it is. Or maybe it's plus 5. Something that I did as an early character gives all my new characters 105 as its base level. I think it's only 100. Brand new character, brand new run, brand new install, everything would only be, I think, only be 100. I don't remember. And I max those 105 levels out pretty quickly. quickly in comparison to the amount of time that I'm playing. It only takes a week, if that, to get to 100. Getting up to the higher levels, getting up to 120, should be possible once I ascend, which is beat the final boss and win on the island map. And so getting those extra 100, those extra 15 levels, I thought it was only 5, but maybe it's, I'll have to look. I want to get the upgrades anyway, because the upgrades are important. No, not, on a scale of things, the upgrades are not important, but it's a way of measuring progress, I guess. After so many years, and I have been playing this game for years, after so many years to actually be making progress seems almost magical. And it turns out that most of the problem was not the game, it was me. I just had to say, okay, I'm going to go in there, and if I die, I die. And I didn't die. I actually succeeded. And there's a lesson there that I have to kind of keep reminding myself of. And it goes back to the last Mile High Con that I attended before COVID and getting sick and a crippled immune system and all the rest. It was participating in the flash fiction jam. I don't remember what they called it. It might have been a flash fiction jam. Anyway, 4 riders, 3 rounds. Audience throws up 3 attributes, 3 characteristics for the flash. And we're given, I think we're given 7 minutes to write a flash piece. I think it had to be under 500 words. And I signed up to attend late, and the new coordinator was desperate for people to participate on this panel. And so I said, well, sure, I don't write flash fiction, but you can vote me off the island first and everything will be fine. For those of you who have heard this story before, sorry, you're going to hear it again. In part because I'm an old man and I can't remember who I've told the story to, so I tend to tell the same stories over and over again. Some of you are aware of this propensity that I have had for the last decade. So anyway, it turns out you didn't have to be the best until the last. And then you only needed to be the better. The first round, audience said, no, you go. Second round, we're down to 3. audience said, no, you go. Neither one of those was me. So two of us left for the last round. And I won. I wrote a flash fiction that the audience liked. I thought the other one might have been better, but they liked mine. Okay, fine. But the lesson that I came away with from that is that I spent so much time telling myself, this isn't something that I do. This isn't what I do. This isn't something I can do. This isn't something I want to do. That I really didn't give myself a chance to try some of it, like writing Flash. I'm still not going to write Flash. Special occasions, surefire, why not? You know, it's like throwaway fun. Flash forward to this year. I've been writing a journal page a day. One page. It's like an A5 class journal. Hardbound. Really nice paper. Christmas present. And I write one page every morning. I get up, make sure the coffee pot's running, and I write one page. How'd yesterday go? What am I thinking about? What am I looking forward to for the day? It's just brain dump. One page. Terrible handwriting. My penmanship needs much work. And then I get onto Mastodon and write a haiku every morning. Now, poetry is not exactly my forte. I've written it before, particularly when I was young and foolish and thought, well, it's only a few words. yeah. I actually had one published when I was in sixth grade. It was in a sixth grade anthology of elementary school poets. And it got published. I don't know what happened to the book. I had a copy of it, but it's gone now. Like so much else. So I write the haiku. And I write in the journal. Because those are things that I used to say I don't do. But now I do. I don't tell myself I can't do this anymore. Or I try not to tell myself I can't do this. So far, it's working. Oh, and the new Ishmael book is coming along quite nicely. No problems with the word processor today. No problems with the website today. Everything seems to be working fine. Oh, but look, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.